Hello, my name is Valia. You have reached the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. If you are having a medical emergency, please hang up and call 911. Are you calling to find a testing site near you?
Yeah, Malia, this is what I've got. I received, a letter back on the first part of January. Yes, January 5th is what it's dated, for immediate release from the Jefferson County Department of Health. And what I talked to a young black girl, and I told her what my situation is. I've had three massive heart attacks, and I needed to get a COVID vaccine immediately.
Yes, sir.
She asked me what county was I in, and she said, I'll set you up in the county closest to you. She went down a list of counties, and she said, Shelby County. I said, it's fine. That's where I want to go because I live in Hoover.
Yes,
she said, please listen at me and I'll be all done. So I go down there on the 19th of January because she had, and I asked her on the phone that day, this was around the 9th of January. I says, how far am I down the list? She said, Mr. Mims, you're one of the first people to call. She said, you're number 4 on the list. She said, just give us a call on the 19th to set a time for your vaccination. Well, I speak to a young lady. She says, you're on the list. We'll call you back just shortly to let you know what time to be here. No one ever called. So I ended up just going down there. When I got down there, the lady said I wasn't on the list, and because I wasn't 75 or above, that I couldn't get the vaccine. I went ballistic, of course. My point is this, or my question is this. Can you please get me in to get a vaccine? I'll drive from here to Alaska if I have to, ma'am.
Yes,
but
ma'am.
I've had three massive heart attacks. I can't afford to get COVID because of my health conditions, because it will be grave, ma'am.
Yes, sir. I understand.
So please assist me.
Yes, sir. What county are you calling from?
Jefferson County, Hoover, Alabama, in Jefferson County. And
well,
I'll travel to any other county to get it done. Just whatever y'all tell me to do.
Okay. I have a number for you to call there in Jefferson County. If you have a pen and a piece of paper, I could give you that number.
I'm waiting as you speak. Go ahead.
Yes, sir. It's 1205-858-2221.
858.
Yes, sir.
2221.
Yes, sir. Area code 205.
858-2221.
Yes, sir.
And if I call that number, they will set me an appointment immediately to get a vaccine.
Yes, sir. They could further assist you, sir, with getting your appointment and getting your vaccine there in Jefferson County. Yes, sir. They can help you.
What about another county? Shelby County.
I could register. I could give you the number to call to make a vaccine appointment, and they could get you registered there in Shelby County if that's what you would like to do.
Okay, what's that number?
It's 1-855-566-53.
Say that again. Start again. Okay, 855-566-5333.
That's correct.
I've called it. Now, that's the number I called and initially set the appointment, ma'am.
Okay, well, that's the number. I'm sorry, sir. I wish I could further assist you, but that's the only number that I have on file that you could call and be pre-registered.
Ma'am.
But when you call that number, they pre-register you. They can't give you a time frame and a date and a time and tell you how far you are on the list. They don't have that information. The only thing that they're there to do is to provide you with the pre-registration and get the information to the county, and someone in that county will contact you from a facility when the vaccine becomes available. So if you've already been registered, the only thing I can tell you to do is wait patiently, because it's so many people that are lined up to get these vaccines, sir, and we just don't have a time frame. We just can't give you that information of when it will be available to you.
Man, this is about as frustrating as waiting to win the Georgia lottery. Man.
It really is. I understand.
And I'm not fussing at you.
Yes, sir.
It's so Bush League. I mean, this is.
I understand what you're saying, sir.
I'll spend my day, the rest of my dadgum day, calling these crapping numbers. Man, this is irritating the crap out of me.
I understand, sir, and I'm sorry that you're having to go through that.
Oh, that's all right, ma'am. And I'm not talking about you, but if I could just slap somebody, I would, and tell them to get this thing right, man.
Yes, sir. Jeez. Yes, sir. But if you've already registered, just
well, they say I registered, but when I went down there, they say I wasn't on the list. So I don't know what to believe, ma'am. I'm just really frustrated with this, man. I've called so many different numbers. It's insane.
Yes, sir. And I'm sorry. And I wish I could further assist you, but that's all the information that I have, sir.
Yeah, that's all right. Well, I'll get it done. I'm just going to be persistent. I'll get it done. So
yes,
thank you so much.
I hope I've been able to help you.
You have, ma'am, and thank you.
Yes, sir. Bye-bye.